Hello everyone, Sam Soteropoulos here, the Greek Gourmand, bringing you the very first installment in Time for Dinner. Tonight, I'm making spanakorizo. Spanakorizo, which is spinach and rice. Not to be confused with last week's recipe that I published on my blog, GreekGourmand.com, which was prasorizo, or leeks and rice, which is a less well-known, more uncommon variation on tonight's theme, spanakorizo. So, that having been said, I do wish to introduce a couple of variations, or at least, for in my mind, a couple of variations to what is generally the standardized version of this recipe, known throughout the globe, in Greek households everywhere. And that would be the use, instead of white, long grain, or arborio Italian-style rice, the use of a brown and wild rice medley. I have a particular brand in mind, and that would be the Canoe brand by the Shoal Lake Wild Rice Company. This is not an advertisement. As a disclaimer, I just want to let you know that I picked up a variety of these rices, the Canoe brand rices, which are all medleys of brown and wild rice to one degree or another. I picked this up as part of a gift basket in a silent auction, which I won with my bid. That was for a very good cause, liver disease, in fact. So this is not the result of some kind of pitch from a public relations firm, and it is not an advertisement. I just find the product to be very good, and I highly recommend it. So the ShoalLakeWildRice.com website is where you can find out more information about this particular brand of rice, or brown and wild rice medley. So that having been said, I just want to mention that this rice, one of the benefits of using this rice, aside from the taste and the texture that it adds to the dish, is the fact that the rice, the brown rice has been parboiled, and the wild rice has already been slightly roasted, so cooking time for this rice is about the same as your average, everyday white variety of rice, whether that be long grain or Italian style or arborio rice or what have you, about 20 minutes. I also want to insist on not using tomato in your spanakorizo. I know many of you, in fact, probably your mothers, have used tomato and have passed this custom on to you in your Greek cooking experiences, but if you can avoid using the tomato, please do so. I find that the acidity of the tomato actually masks the wonderful earthy flavor of the spinach. And if you need a little bit of that tartness to it, then by all means, as I do, when serving the dish, garnish it with a wedge of lemon, sprinkle the lemon juice over top, and serve it with a nice slab, a thick slab, of Greek sheep and or goat's milk feta cheese, the real stuff. And keep some fresh bread handy. That's it. Time for dinner. Kali oreksi. Bon appétit.